This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We told the prize pigs to keep their ears up, to be listening. Now is your time. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to Live in Stone Temple Pilots, the Jubilee Tour with special guest Soul Asylum, Wednesday, September 4th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. We will be joined shortly by Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals as they are north of the border to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight as they continue their quest for the Stanley Cup playoffs. So hopefully they're able to get a positive result as they take on the Maple Leafs
Dylan
tonight.
Dylan Strome leads the Caps in points. He's got 60 points.
Love it.
Two
it's
more
not
than
his
Ovi.
Career high, but he should, hey, Valdez, to use this term, he should eclipse his career high in points of 65 within the next few games. And I believe he's joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. It's Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals. He's brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Quality and comfort you can rely on. What's up, Stromer? How are you?
Not much, guys. How was in Toronto, ready to go for tonight.
How was the flight to Toronto? Quick and easy.
About an hour and 10 minutes. Yeah. Not bad at all.
So what does Stromer do on the short hop flight? Are you an iPad guy? You catch up on some TV? Do you read a book? Do you sleep? Like what's your protocol for the short flight?
I'm a card player, so I play a little bit of cards on the flight.
Ooh, oh. Okay. Now you're opening up a whole can.
What were you
arms.
Playing?
What are you playing? Who are you playing with?
Spades.
And what are the stakes, if any?
I can't reveal all my secrets.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
All right, so you're playing cards. Okay. So this is a homecoming game for you. How many tickets did you need to secure for friends and family when they see you're coming back to Toronto? You grew up outside of Toronto in Mississauga. I hope I'm not mispronouncing that. So what is that like when you've got the homecoming game, you know, right outside where you grew up?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, me and my older brother had a little thing where when it was our first game against Toronto, we, you know, said basically any family that wants to come, you know, we'll get you guys tickets, and you know, we'd love to see everyone after the game. And then the next time that we play there, you know, we're just going to get tickets for our parents. So we kind of had that going. So we got tickets for, I think the first time I played, I think it was like 20, 25 tickets. which in Toronto it can add up pretty quickly. they're pretty expensive here, but you know, from then on, we kind of just got them for our parents, and then I feel like in Toronto, everyone has a way of getting Leaf tickets, and so I got about maybe 10 or 15 people come after the game today to say hi, but you know, I don't have to get too many people tickets, which is always nice. Mm-hmm.
Stromer, how jealous are you of your elder brother? I think he's 5 years older than you, Ryan Strom, that he's been in the playoffs, I believe, 4 times in his career. You've never been, but you're doing everything you can to help will this Caps team forward to get a playoff spot, currently in one right now as we speak. Like, how much do you talk to your brother about qualifying for the playoffs? How much do you want to be in those shoes where you experience what the NHL postseason's like?
Yeah, I mean, I think every hockey player wants to play in the playoffs for sure. You know, when you first make the NHL, you're excited to be in the NHL, and you're happy to be there. I think after being here for a little bit now, you know, it's not very fun to go home every year and you know, mid-April and be watching these guys, you know, compete for the Stanley Cup. So, you know, when my brother's been in the playoffs, I've gone to visit him a couple times. I've obviously been watching every game he plays in the playoffs. Everyone in my family's watching. Everyone's dialed into it, and of course you get a little bit jealous. So, yeah, I mean we're right there this year. We're close. We're battling. No, we're not there by any stretch of the imagination, but. No, I think we know what we have to do these last 11 games. I think we got to play pretty good hockey and we're giving ourselves a good chance to get in.
So you guys are getting hot at the right time. You've won 6 of 7. You have been balling. You've got points in the last 5 games, including actually you might have points in the last 6 games, including, obviously the game winner against Detroit. Just kind of talk about, and this roster is completely different, you know, than it was when you guys first started the season. You guys sold some guys off, traded some guys off. Obviously, Kuzi's gone. So, I mean, this is just a different roster. Talk about just how things are kind of, like the chemistry that you guys have now, especially in the last 2 weeks, winning 6 of 7.
Yeah, I think we're kind of like coming together at the right time. You know, it sort of feels like, you know, it sort of feels like even when we're down 2-1 or we're down 3-1 in the game, it feels like there's just no doubt in our mind that we're going to come back. And that's a great feeling to have for a team. You know, it feels like we're in every game, no matter what the score is. And I feel like we're playing good hockey. Like, kind of like you said, we have like that good team chemistry going on right now. We didn't bring in any new guys at the deadline. So we're the same team that we've had for a lot of the year. It is a little bit different than when we started. You know, we've lost some guys, for whatever reason, but I think for the most part we're the same team that we've been for the, you know, last month or 2 months, and we've kind of just bonded together and became a really close team, and I think the results on the ice are showing.
Joined by Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals. So how surprised are you by the turnaround in the power play? Because early in the season, like, we would just look at the power play standings, and you didn't have to look far from the bottom to see the Caps. You were either the worst or the second worst power play in the league. Right now, 17th, like a huge uptick in power play production, like over the last 2 months. Are you surprised it's improved that much in such a short period of time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the beginning of the year didn't go so well for that, for a lot of things, but the power play was definitely not good. No, I think we started 3 for 50 and just, you know, we couldn't do anything. And then, yeah, I think, well, I don't know what happened over the last 2 months or so. We've really kind of hit our stride. I think just, you know, it kind of ties into the same as last question. Like, when you keep the same unit and for the most part, we keep the same guys, on there, you just build chemistry and both units. I think, you know, it's not only like one unit that's scoring. I think, you know, McMichael's done a great job on the second unit where, you know, if we don't score when we go out there first, you know, he's coming out there and they're still looking to get chances and score. And him and Pacioretty, I thought, have done a really good job of, you know, for sure helping and you know, helping with that power play percentage.
Stromer, how much do you look at the standings each night?
I'm a guy that looks at them quite often. You know, I think, you know, it's there. There's other games on. For the last 2 weeks or so, we've been playing every other night, and nights that we don't play, I feel like, you know, Detroit or Buffalo or
Philly.
Philly's been playing, and so I feel like it's just been constantly checking, constantly watching, and that's just something that I feel like I do as a hockey fan, and now that we're in a playoff push, I think it's harder not to look.
How good does it feel, by the way, to be the closer of late? Like, you pot the game winner in the shootout against Carolina in a wild 7-6 game, and then Carly sets you up perfectly in overtime to get the game winner against the Red Wings. And then when you look at your body of work, like a big chunk of your goals this season have come in both the third period and overtime. So, like, you're scoring goals when it matters the most and when your team needs them the most. Got to feel good.
Yeah, it feels great for sure. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know why that is. I had never scored an overtime goal in my career up until this year, and now I have three of them. I don't know. I think it's just when you get an opportunity, you want to prove to the coach that you put the right guys out there at the right times, and it's been fun. I'm getting a lot of shifts in overtime, a lot of ice time, so just trying to take the most of it and help the team win. We got a pretty good thing going here, and I think everyone's chipping in at the right times, and I've been the benefactor of some perfect passes, and it's always fun to score goals. I'll take it. But let me tell you that for sure.
Hey, how fun is it to watch Mikey, Connor McMichael, develop? I mean, he scores again in the Red Wings game, 17 on the season. He should get to 20. He's just 23 years old. It just seems like he's just scratching the surface of what he's going to do in the league. So that's fun to see a young player like that develop since you've been here in Washington.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, it's been awesome. He's a great guy. He kind of has that knack for, scoring a big goal when we need it. Like, he's, I want to say, like, he scored goals in like 5 of the last 6 games, or maybe 6 of the last 7. And he just, it seems like every time we need a goal, when things are kind of just stale, or we're down a goal, or we're tied, he's found a way to get that goal. I remember, going back to Seattle, we're tied 1-1 in the third, and they kind of have all the pressure on us, and they kind of mess the draw pass up at the blue line, and he goes down when we probably hadn't had a shot in 5 or 6 minutes, and makes a great move on a breakaway. And it's a huge win for us, because at that point we had lost 2 in a row to start the road trip, and we needed that. I feel like that goal kind of kicked us into this little stretch that we're on now, where we've won 6 of 7, and the only team we've lost to is the Leafs. So it's been a good little stretch here, and especially for him. And I think going back to that Seattle goal, I think that's a big one.
All right. So before we let you go, talk about the game. Last time you played Toronto, wasn't good. 7-3. Matthew scored in like 10 seconds. Obviously, he's just a beast. He's got 59 goals in 70 games. That's just absurd. Just kind of talk about Toronto and how you have to deal with them, specifically defensively.
Yeah, I mean, ever since I've been in Washington, I think we struggled against them. I think we're 1-4 in my 5 games against them since I've been in Washington, and they seem to find a way to score goals at will against us. So I know we'll have a pretty good game plan today, and we'll be dialed in for that. They're a really highly skilled offensive team. They find a way to get chances. They're good off the rush, and they I feel like their D moved the puck to the forwards really well. So I think if we can get on them early and you know, maybe kind of reverse that a little bit from what they did to us last game, I think, I think kind of put them on their heels a little bit. I think that's a good recipe for us. So, I know obviously we don't like what happened earlier this year and obviously last week. So, hopefully we can get dialed in today and be ready and get these huge 2 points.
Stromer, 7 p.m. puck drop tonight. What time is the, what time's the 2+ hour nap happening today?
You guys already know, 1:30 to 3:30. I'll be light set. I can't wait.
Very good. I took a Stromer level 2-hour and 15-minute nap a couple days ago. I felt good when I woke up. So enjoy that. Best of luck getting those 2 points. We'll talk to you again next week, Dylan.
Let's get it done, bro.
Okay, sounds good.
Yep.
See you guys. Thanks.
Yep, of course. That's Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals. He's brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Quality and comfort you can rely on. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.